fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 28th of June. Prepper tip of the day, be sure you have a plan B, as in Bravo, plan C, as in Charlie. Most of you have a plan A, but maybe you haven't given any thought to a plan B. You need to have a well-thought-out, workable plan B and a well-thought-out, workable plan C in case all hell breaks loose. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA in Lebanon, Missouri, where nobody wears a mask and hasn't for, well, most of the past year, actually. And a place where you can get excellent training. They have a website. Sam, give that website in a moment. They have a phone number. After beginning Wednesday afternoon, it will be answered. If you want to sign up for some training, become part of a bulk order for thermal imaging, or have a custom rifle built, here's that phone number: 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. How are you, sir?
If I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself, sir?
Well, I'm quickly recovering from another weekend of training at the Freedom Center. It was a lot of fun.
It sounds like it. And before I forget, what is that website you got set up now?
FreedomCenterTraining.com.
Freedom Center, I'm writing this down, training.com. And you've got training posted there through the end of summer, through Labor Day?
We do. We have a schedule up for classes in July. We still have openings in the July courses. So if you're interested, give me a call. We'll get you signed up. We'll get you a list is on the website as well, what equipment you'll need for each class. There's a brief course description and a schedule. And our classes start at 0800 in the morning. So if you're taking a basic handgun, basic rifle course, you need to be there at 0800 on Thursday morning. And we go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Those 4 days are the prerequisite classes to get into the more advanced training like we had this past week. We did the enhanced urban vehicle tactical course this weekend, and it was just a fantastic group of students and a great class, and everybody left pretty tapped out. I mean, it was a lot of information to take in 3 days, but it covers, the course is designed to patch all the holes in people's tactical abilities, and it's designed to teach people how to fight. The basic courses are about weapon manipulation, marksmanship, shooting position, safety. This course we had this weekend was about how to shoot from behind cover. What does it sound like when people shoot over your head? So we start the course by putting people in the pit area behind the 300-yard berm. And then we shoot 9mm, 10mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, 45 ACP, 223, 7.62 by 39, 308, 300 Ultra Mag, 50 BMG. We fire these rounds over the top of their heads while they're in the pit.
At what distance is the pit from the firing line?
300 yards is the first place we put them. Okay. And we fire all these rounds over top of their heads. They're in a safe place, but they get to hear what it sounds like to be shot at. And last year when we did this, we had one of our active Army guys go, well, why are we doing this? You know, is this important, really? And our instructor looked at him and said, have you ever been shot at before? He said, well, no. He said, wouldn't you like to know what it sounds like to be shot at? And he said, well, I guess. And he goes, well, wouldn't you like to know if it's a handgun or a 50 BMG they're shooting at you with? And the whole class was like, yeah, we want to know.
We
want to know the difference. And all of a sudden, the light bulb came on, and he was like, yeah, I guess this is important.
Well, the Army's obviously eliminated what was called the night infiltration course that was mandatory for every soldier in the Army when I was in basic training. It basically duplicated a World War I battlefield where you're crawling on your belly and you're crawling under barbed wire and around obstacles while live machine gun fire is being fired over your head at night.
Yes.
And we had pits that had explosive devices in them. And we heard stories through the rumor mill that guys had got scared and attempted to climb inside those pits that had not yet blown up, which ended up in a not a very good ending for those guys. The,
sure.
The pits were surrounded by very thick barbed wire, but I guess if a guy was determined, he could get in there. So you're crawling on your belly, or maybe on your back, because it's easier to manipulate the barbed wire over you when you're on your back. And you can see the tracers going over. And as you're crawling, going past these pits, they're exploding. It was pretty scary and pretty realistic, because they were real machine gun bullets and real explosives going off in the pits as you crawled past them 3 or 4 feet away from you. But they obviously don't do that anymore, do they?
The Army apparently isn't doing that with every MOS anymore. So it depends on what your job is in the Army, what type of training you get. And I guess that makes sense to some degree, but it would be nice if they went over some of these basic things in basic training, but they don't.
Well, most major wars this country has been involved in the past 200-plus years, the clerks, the cooks, the radio people, end up in a foxhole with a rifle. That's happened over and over again. So every man a rifleman first is my motto. How about you, Sam?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more on that, John. I think that for me, every American, not just every soldier, should have basic rifle and tactical skills. And I think it's part of your responsibility in defending freedom and defending your country, your neighborhood, your home, your family. You know, I think this is something that we've lost. We've gotten far, far away from. And I hope it doesn't end in tragic results, but that's why we do the training we do, is to try and fix this issue.
All right. Well, I hope people will pay heed, that they will sign up for these classes, that they will get trained up. Sam, my friend Jeff Nyquist, he's on with me twice a week, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. He sat across the interview table from a number of high-level KGB defectors, and he has excellent current sources in our government and in the private sector. He has information that the Russians are offloading weapons in Mexico right now to be brought into the United States for use by their undercover people, their Spetsnaz commandos. When Jeff Nyquist makes a statement like that, I listen up, I pay heed, and I think people would be wise to pay heed also, wouldn't they, sir?
Well, you know, you get very few leading indicators on things like this. And if you get one and you ignore it, you ignore it at your own peril.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, if you got a question or comment, this is Firearms Monday. The call number is 512-248-8252. We're seeing some loosening up of ammunition supplies and prices, aren't we, sir?
We are. I'm starting to see primers become available in, out west in the country. I'm starting to see some brass shake loose. We got 10,000 rounds of 9mm recently. We've been able to get some 260 brass. We've been able to get some 300 blackout brass. So slowly but steadily, things are starting to loosen up just a little. And more people are getting in the game. They're seeing the opportunity to make money, and that's going to help relieve some of the pressure.
Well, good, good. Glad to hear that. That's all very, very positive, very positive. Are you still working on the group purchase, thermal imaging purchase?
Absolutely. We have a group purchase coming up, and we try and get people the best night vision for the best prices. And of course, when I say night vision, I mean thermal at this point. We don't sell a lot of night vision anymore. The thermals are a lot more effective, particularly on weapon sights.
Well, there's times when night vision shines, like if you want to drive a vehicle, for example, or fly an airplane at night, that's where night vision would really serve a good purpose, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if you want to operate in the dark in a vehicle and you're looking through glass, that's the one area where night vision works better than thermal. Thermal doesn't work well through glass. It sees glass as a mirror rather than seeing through it. And you can use that characteristic in a tactical situation to your advantage. But when you're driving a vehicle, having to look through a canopy of a helicopter or through a windshield, you definitely want night vision on, not thermal.
That's good to know. That's good to know. And high quality thermal imaging in a tactical situation can easily be the difference between life and death, couldn't it, sir?
It's phenomenal. I mean, I tell people I can put on a ghillie suit. I can be outside your front door 80 feet away, and you can look at me with night vision, and you will never see me. You have no chance of spotting me, none. But if I put a ghillie suit on and I hide in that same spot in the same way, and you've got a thermal device, I'm going to glow like a bonfire. You're going to spot me immediately. And that's the difference, is that for threat detection, thermal is so superior and so much harder to hide from.
It can be done. It takes some training to be able to hide from thermal imaging. And that would be good training also, because we can't discount the possibility of our enemies, the Russians, Chinese, not having thermal imaging, can we?
No, any opponent that's not third world is going to have some type of thermal capability. And you just need to understand your opponent and not underestimate them.
No, never take your enemy for granted. Never underestimate them. In Vietnam, the guys I worked with, we had a lot of respect for the Viet Cong and their capabilities as being determined and clever to achieve their goals. And we had a lot of respect for them. And that's what keeps you alive, is respecting your enemy and being knowing what your enemy's true capabilities are and dealing with it. Right, Sam?
That's absolutely the truth. Underestimating your enemy is a lethal mistake. And it's an interesting thing that people think that their skills are higher than they are, and they typically underestimate the skills of their opponents. Either one of those mistakes can get you killed.
That's very true. That's very true. And our job here on Farmers Monday is to help people understand that need, to lead them in the right direction, get the training and equipment that they need. It may be a couple of courses at Freedom Center. It may be getting a custom rifle built. Maybe it's getting a thermal imaging device. It may be all three. But our job is to give people the knowledge that they need to do this, to help give them some motivation to do it, and help our country survive these hard times ahead of us. I don't see it getting any better. I see it getting worse. How about you, Sam?
Oh, I think it's definitely going downhill. You know, you've got all kinds of things happening with Russia and China being more aggressive, basically because Biden is in office now, not Trump. And so you're seeing our opponents and our enemies become much more aggressive. How did the Russians get a carrier battle group 40 miles from Hawaii with no response from Biden? How did that happen? You know, well, this is the problem, is that you've got a puppet in the White House that has no spine and no interest in standing up to our opponents, and that's going to be problematic for us. I don't know if you saw, John, we passed the Second Amendment Preservation Act in Missouri, and the governor signed it into law. And then the federal government's attorney general sent a demand letter to the governor and to the attorney general of Missouri, demanding them justify how we could pass such an unconstitutional law.
Uh-huh. Right.
And anyone that's actually read the Second Amendment Preservation Act knows that it doesn't limit what the federal government does at all. It only prevents the federal government from commandeering state assets to try and enforce their bogus laws. And we have five recent Supreme Court precedent cases on anti-commandeering. The Missouri Second Amendment Preservation Act is on rock solid ground constitutionally.
That's really good news.
This clown from the federal government made, you know, this facade of an attorney general made this statement that the law was completely unconstitutional and illegal and blah blah blah, right? And demanded an answer, right? And he gave the governor and the attorney general like 3 days. He says, "I demand an answer by Friday," right?
Uh-huh. Okay, clown. Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Well, you got your answer Thursday morning with all kinds of case precedents and law supporting what they did. And it was 100% legal, and you got nothing.
That's right. That's right.
But yourself mouthing off about your little communist plot to take guns away from Americans. So go take a long walk on a short pier, you complete clown.
Absolutely. Well said. We got our first caller here. We got Charles in Florida. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. Hey, good morning, Sam. I talked one time before about the thermal. I went and got that 35-millimeter MK3, and you said it makes things pop out, but I'm not really seeing that. It's kind of like looking through a black-and-white TV, but it doesn't really make things pop out. I'm not sure there's something on there to do that. Or
yeah, it's called you have a contrast knob, okay? And you have a brightness knob, and you have six settings, three in black hot, three in white hot, and then you have an edge detect feature.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 28th of June. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Wonderful sale takes place right now, going on right now, until midnight a week from today, the 5th of July. Great savings on each unit. The more units you get, the greater the savings. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website's freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The phone number to sign up for training, have a custom rifle built, get some thermal imaging, is 417-718-2597. Before the break, Sam, you were giving Charles some coaching on how to use his thermal imaging device. Please continue.
Yeah, I'd like him to go ahead and describe the problem with his thermal device.
It's basically like looking through a black and white TV. Like, body heat doesn't really stick out. It's just clear. I mean, nothing pops. Like you say, if you're over there hiding, it'll make you pop out. But at least I haven't really played with it as much as I should. I've worked two jobs, so the reason I can afford a $8,200 scope. But
right. So you have these different controls on the thermal. You have the contrast knob, and you have the brightness knob. And then you have seven different settings. So you can turn the contrast up, and you can turn the brightness level up. And you can spot things in brush. See, the difference between a night vision device is that the night vision sees photons reflecting off objects. Okay? So if I put a ghillie suit on, and that ghillie suit matches the terrain that I'm in with the same type of reflection, shine, movement, reflective characteristics, emissivity in the 700 to 900 nanometer area spectrum zone. If I put night vision on and I put a ghillie suit on and you're looking at me with night vision, I'm wearing a ghillie suit and my ghillie suit matches my surroundings, all you see is brush. You don't see anything. You don't see a person there. You don't see a threat there. With the thermal device properly set, contrast and brightness, if you look at me in that same spot, the heat from my body will radiate through the ghillie suit, through the brush, and you will see a strong heat signature, which is a huge indication that you have a threat there. Do you understand where we're going with this? The heat wave radiation is long wave, and it's not blocked by ghillie suits or leaves or thin branches or anything like that, right? And so if you know how to set the contrast and the brightness on your thermal, you can see things and detect human beings that are threats that you have absolutely no chance of seeing with night vision.
Yes, sir. I sat down and I probably played with it for an hour-ish, and I just haven't quite got to that point yet. I was curious if it even did it. So, I mean, I know that sounds like a stupid thing.
Are you familiar with the white hot and black hot settings, the different level of gain?
Not so much. I know it's got a couple settings, and it's got the matrix mode, the edge setting.
That whole thing is robust. That is a very complex piece of equipment, and I would encourage you to get some training on how to use it, and then you'll be amazed at what it can do. You can even set the contrast and the brightness. I can look at the walls of a house from the outside. I can see the studs inside the wall. I can see the wiring inside the wall. If someone's leaning their back up against the drywall inside the home, I can see the heat signature from their back on the wall. I mean, it's remarkable what it can do once you learn how to adjust it properly.
Well, is there any sort of training available from Trigicon, and I should call them, or, I mean, without driving across the country?
Yeah, I don't know if Trigicon's offering anything. You know, you may look on the website. There may be some short 15-minute videos on how to adjust the Mark III. That might be the place to start. And so you at least get familiar with the range of influence you have with each of the control mechanisms.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Charles. The call number is 512-248-8252. When I got my thermal imaging from you, I got a case of extra batteries. Extra batteries are not optional, are they, sir?
Well, a thermal device will run through a set of batteries in probably 6 to 8 hours, depending on the quality of the batteries you have.
Well, there you go. So what about rechargeables? Are the rechargeable batteries available for these units?
Yeah, they do have what we call RCR 123s, rechargeables. They last about 4 hours. 4.5 hours, but they are rechargeable. So if you have 12 of those laying around, and you've got a couple of chargers handy, you can certainly operate with that as well.
That's good to know. That's real good to know. And we have our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 28th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. You want to save a life? Here's how you do it. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself on the dangers, the proven dangers of these COVID vaccinations. Educate yourself so you, in turn, can educate somebody else. Start out with the 4 articles and videos by Dr. Mike Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's just flat saying these vaccines will kill people. So that's how you can save a life. You want to help a life, maybe get a life back. That's where the energy cleaner comes in. I picked up 30 of them Saturday. I'm picking up another 10 in about a week. All the backyards will be cleared out here in a couple of days. And we're helping people get their lives back, getting past the arthritis pain, getting past the issues with sleep. Check out the details at my website. You can place your order using PayPal right there at my website. You can send me a check. My address is there also. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. The toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. This is Farms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. Sam texts Monday and Tuesday to build rifles. How about that? Here's that phone number, 417-718-2597. How about a firearms tip of the week here, sir?
Well, you know, when we train people like we do almost every week at the Freedom Center in the spring, summer, and fall, we see equipment failures. And I want to tell people, this is the third week in a row we've had a student come to a training class with an EATEC sight and have it fail. We also had a Trigicon sight, a little RMR on a pistol, fail in the rain. Now, we do train in the rain. If we don't have lightning, we're going to train in the rain. And so our students bring rain gear so that they can shoot in the rain. And this Trigicon got wet and it was done. This EATEC got wet and it was done. It no longer worked. And I have always been a fan of the aim points. We have never had an aim point Comp M, M4, M5, M3. We've never had one of these fail in a class. We've never had a Hollow Sun fail in a class. And so I think people should take note of that experience. If you're putting this particular sight on a gun you plan on defending yourself, your family, your neighborhood with, I would pay attention to these reports on the failures of particular brands of product in these courses.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. We got a caller on hold here, Sam. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. I assume, John, that one of those energy cleaners is coming my way.
It will be. Yep. I don't have the order here in front of okay. me, but it will be. Yes, sir.
All right. I was just curious. I was just teasing you a little bit. Sam, I got a question I was thinking about the other day. And if you're dealing with a rifle and a shot that is, say, a long-distance shot, with the curvature, not the curvature, but the spin of the earth on a long range shot, is that affected by bullet width? And second of all, is that big of a deal as compared to windage?
Okay, so if I now, did you say does that change relative to bullet width?
Weight. I'm sorry.
Weight.
Bullet weight.
Okay, so what you're talking about is what we call the Coriolis effect.
Yeah.
And that's when you shoot. You don't see Coriolis effects in any significant way, 1,200 yards and in. You start to see them as the shots get longer past 1,200 yards, you definitely see it at a mile. So if you're shooting north in the northern hemisphere, right, the earth is rotating where? It's rotating to the east. So because of the lengthy flight time of the bullet, the earth is rotating under the bullet as it flies. And so your bullets will tend to hit left when you're shooting north. They'll tend to hit right when you're shooting south. When you're shooting east, your bullets will tend to hit high. And when you're shooting west, your bullets will tend to hit low. But keep in mind, these are on extremely long shots with over a second and a half of flight time.
Okay. I was wondering, and does bullet weight affect that any more or less?
Only if the bullet's flying slower. So 110 grain super slick boat tail for a 243 running 3,000 feet a second would be affected no more or no less than a bullet with the same ballistic coefficient, drag coefficient, in a 30 cal that weighs 210 grains flying at the same speed. So it's a lot more about flight time than bullet weight.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I was just contemplating that, and I was thinking, you know, I've never shot anything further than 1,000 yards, and at that distance, I couldn't really tell that there was anything much more than wind made the biggest difference.
Yes, by far.
And where we were, by far
wind. Yep. By far, wind will be the largest air source if you know your trajectory and the lot. Now, you also have this thing called yaw of repose. Laymen call it spin drift. Okay, so if you have a right-hand twist barrel, your bullet, if it's perfectly zeroed at 100 yards, is going to be about 5 to 7 inches right at 1,000 yards in a zero wind condition. And so you have yaw of repose, that particular effect. There's a gyro. It's not an aerodynamic effect like a lot of people think. If it was, the bullet would curve the other way. But the fact of the matter is, it's a law of gyroscopic precession that says any unconstrained gyro in a fluid will want to move 90 degrees to the force acting on it. So as soon as the bullet leaves the barrel, gravity is now acting on the bullet as it flies, and it's pulling it to Earth, and the bullet will want to move 90 degrees to that force, and it will gradually drift right, which is why laymen call it spin drift. Because if you spin the bullet the other direction with a left-hand twist barrel, it will gradually drift to the left rather than to the right. But a scientist or a physicist will call that yaw of repose.
Okay, and one last thing. I'm sure that a lot of people might be thinking this and not knowing. So if you take your bolt out of your rifle and you're looking down the barrel, and the twist from the start of where you can start to see the lands, if they start turning right first, that's a right-hand twist barrel, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I just was curious about that, too. And do you see very many? I haven't personally seen many left-hand twist barrels.
The only rifle I've ever seen a left-hand twist barrel on were some Thompson Centers. I think back in 2003, there were a couple of them out there. So I don't know if Thompson Center made a bunch of them or just a handful of them, but I did see a couple of them on Thompson Centers back in 2003. I have no idea what they're doing now. Almost all barrels made in North America or in the Northern Hemisphere are right-hand twist barrels.
Okay. Do you know if any of the European-type weapons, the older Mausers or, you know, those kind of things, were they all pretty much right-hand twist, or was there exceptions there?
I'm sure there were exceptions there, but I don't know of anything specific. It's very, very rare to find a left-hand twist barrel in North America or north of the equator. It's more common south of the equator.
That's interesting. All right, you guys have a great day, and I'm sure looking forward to getting my energy cleaner, John.
Okay, well, we'll get to you as quick as we can, Kyle. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
I know. All right, we'll see you guys.
Take care, Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, we have listeners who believe the Earth does not revolve, and I don't know how they're going to do with Coriolis effect, but I guess they'd have to figure it out, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I think there would be a tremendous amount of cognitive dissonance if we had a flat Earth or trying to learn how to be an HTI sniper. You know, they would get into the math there, and they would be like, well, this can't be real because the Earth isn't round and doesn't rotate. Well, I can tell you, folks, it really does. I've been high enough in aircraft to see the curvature of the Earth, and I've shot at long range in the desert, both directions, back to back, and in perfect wind conditions, and these effects are real. The Earth really does rotate.
Okay, enough said. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Firearms Monday. You got a question or comment about rifles, shotguns, pistols, training, ammunition, reloading, Optics, this is your opportunity to have your questions answered by a true expert. Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, it's good to know that the situation is opening up on ammunition in terms of availability and price. That helps. That's going to help everybody, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it sure is. And we, you know, John, we've had a number of states follow Missouri's lead with the Second Amendment Preservation Act. Texas's governor just signed a similar piece of legislation into law last week, and so now we're seeing the battlefield shape. It's starting to form, you know, states' rights standing up against federal government overreach, and it's coming. You know, I mean, this whole thing is going to come to a head here, and the Biden administration is in a lot of trouble if what's going to happen in this interim election, what I think is going to happen, happens. And I think there's going to be a wave and a takeover of the House and the Senate by Republicans.
Well, that could very well happen, and I'd like to see it happen. And I get enough Republicans in there who are genuine Republicans, not rhinos, correct?
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed Mr. Rhino himself, Bill Barr, blasted Trump in his book and on an interview, and Trump just absolutely laid into him at his most recent, I think it was in Ohio. It was pretty amazing. And what Trump said was absolutely 100% spot on. And, you know, Barr was the one that claimed that said there was no voter fraud, none. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And then Trump came out, and it was revealed that Barr was pushed by Mitch McConnell to hush Trump up about voter fraud so that they didn't lose the Georgia elections. You know, can you imagine going to an attorney general of the United States and say, hey, would you go talk to the president and tell him not to tell the truth or speak about the fraud in the election so that we have a better chance of winning in Georgia? Could you even imagine someone that spineless and scummy? I mean, Mitch McConnell needs to go. That rhino, I don't even want to say it on your show, John, but that guy needs to go. He needs to never be in office again, ever.
I agree. Unfortunately, he's the guy we got for the time being, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's married to the Chinese government, and he needs to go. Mitch McConnell needs to go. I'm telling you, people have got to start waking up. These rhino Republicans are hurting us just as much, if not more, than the Democrats. And these clowns, like the Attorney General, I mean, these people, they want your guns. They want you as subjects. I mean, it's bad. It's irrefutable now. I mean, after the Attorney General's last statement, did you hear that clown that we call president? Did you hear him talking about how Americans don't need guns because they don't have F-15s and nukes? Did you hear that idiot?
Yeah, that's pretty insane. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. We got a call here, Sam. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Oh, Sam, I have a question. Since we're going into the patriotic season, you're talking about states' rights. I have a question to ask you about that. Why did the founding fathers, in your opinion, not state directly, clearly, and unambiguously in the Constitution that a state or a territory, once becoming part of the United States, could not leave the Union without the consent of the other states? Why is that?
Why didn't they do that?
Why didn't? I mean, for a long time before the Civil War, and even Lincoln did this, that there was there's statements stating that, even by Thomas Jefferson, that secession or the possibility of secession was one of the ways to to maintain control or keep the federal government in check.
Well, Jefferson was right. And the reason, the main reason is because our founding fathers believed that the power resided with the people at the local level. Okay? All problems are local problems. Other than an international invasion, almost every issue is a local issue. And our founding fathers believed that the power came from the committees. And the committees formed elected representatives, the people, the electors, and it built on that. The federal government was never supposed to be the end-all in power.
We have a break. Everybody hold on. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
On Monday, the 28th of June, this is Firearms Monday. And Sam, you were answering John's question when we had the break, sir.
Oh, let's see. What was the question? Restate it for me, please.
John, go ahead.
Why did the founding fathers not state directly, clearly, and unambiguously in the Constitution when they formed the present republic, or when they were making the outline for it, why they did not specifically and unambiguously state that you can't? All right. Supposedly that was, you know the case of Texas versus White.
Okay, let me answer your question, okay? I'm familiar with the case. Now, let me answer your question. So, our founding fathers believed in some basic principles like separation of powers. Those things are important to people having representative government. They also believe that a government is only legitimate if it's operating under the consent of the people. And there's no such thing as consent if you don't have the power to withdraw your consent. See, and that's the critical thing, is that you must have the power to withdraw your consent. Otherwise, you never really had consent in the first place. And that's what's wrong with our current government. That's exactly why none of these clowns that call themselves politicians can be held accountable. Because they've passed laws and created a system where the people cannot simply and quickly withdraw their consent. And the whole issue revolves around consent. The federal government was never supposed to be this Leviathan power that controlled everything. It was supposed to be limited government with specific enumerated powers in the Constitution. And the people reserve the right to withdraw their consent for those powers. And that's the reason why they never said you can't withdraw from the union or stated that explicitly, because they directly intended for people to be able to withdraw from the union or withdraw their consent to keep these clowns in D.C. in check.
All right. What are the... I understand, you know what, the North, at the time that the inauguration of George Washington in 1789, there were two states that still did not ratify the Constitution. We hear a lot about Rhode Island because they were afraid of the issuance of paper money. However, what is not talked about much is about North Carolina. I have heard from a political science professor that one of the sticking points there was they were not sure whether or not they could get out of this contract they would be signing into.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.